Although most of the 500 to 700 emails, letters, and public hearing speakers came out for or against an open-pit iron ore mine, DNR Waste Management Director Ann Coakley says they won't tally that number.
I don't know that we're going to produce that, because the reason to have the public hearing was to get comments on the bulk sampling plans.
Coakley says they're looking for specifics on environmental impact,
including things like deficiencies in Gogebic Taconite's bulk sampling plan, or information regarding resources in the specific area, such as unnamed or unmapped streams and some of the outstanding and exceptional resource waters in the area.
She says they'll also consider comments on the public trust doctrine in the state constitution, which protects navigable waters and could trump the new iron ore mining law. But other answers will come from GTAC itself. She says they're waiting for the company to reply to an August 13th letter for more information on things like stormwater runoff and air quality. Democratic State Representative Janet Bewley of Ashland says she's concerned about the impact of what she calls mini mining on the Pinoki Range, but she says GTAC's conduct during rock sampling will also be telling.
It is going to show the people of the North exactly what mining could look like and how communities are going to be treated by Gogebic Taconite. Every time they do something that digs another inch deeper into the soil of the North, we learn more about how they operate.
A final decision on whether GTAC can do some more mining exploration could be another 2 months away. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.